this is Stumpy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. I'm currently enjoying my time bouncing around on the moon. Since the last episode, I did a bit more exploring. I found some of the bonus items that are around the area, but that is where we're heading to. That is where Bowser's moon wedding is going to happen. You can see the giant bell ringing on the top up there, and that is obviously where we need to head to. But first, it looks like we need to head down here. That's kind of like an underground cave down here. Watch out, the hole back there is real deep. So it looks like before we can go up, we need to go down. And by the looks of things, it is very deep down there. So right, let's drop down and whoa! So if you ever wondered what the inside of the moon looks like, it looks like this, I guess. The underground moon caverns. And oh look, a little ribbon down here. Does this do anything? I'm just like constantly in like secret hunting mode when I'm playing this game. Like any like normal thing. Oh no, wait a minute, that's not normal. Look on top of Bowser here, there's like a thing that I can throw a cap on. Oh, I can become the statue. Really? I'm gonna be the statue. And oh, there's a power moon under the statue. That is why I wanted to be the statue. Adding to the list of the many things that I have possessed using Cappy, a giant Bowser statue. Right, look at that. What's that? What? A minute into the video and I've already got myself a power moon? Not too bad, not too bad. But it looks like I need to be heading down here. No, are these like some dry bones down here? And oh, I think they are. And they completely fell apart. Can I take them over? I can take them over. And can I fly properly? Kinda. So I can keep like flapping my wings, but I can't like get any higher up than I am right now. So, I mean, there's got to be like a million secrets around this area. It's just like a giant open room for me to explore. But let's go and head to the goal first. And it looks like we have some tanks as well. I might just be able to avoid these guys. Do you reckon I can just run past them? Well, let's take over this tank here. We can ignore the ones behind me, hopefully. Let's go and try and blast away some of these guys. There's a heart inside of the cage there. I don't really need the heart, but let's go and break it open. Actually, I think it's one of the ones that gets me 6 hearts, so it might actually be pretty handy. And oh no, the dry bones have returned. And oh, I'm going to need one of these dry bones, actually. Let's go and get the extra hearts, because that might come in very handy, seeing as this seems to be a rather deadly area that we're in. But I think we've made our way to the other side, but there's a cage there, and it looks like I need a key. Where am I going to get the key from? Oh, I can see some little secrets under the bridge. Oh, no, it just blasted it open. Oh, and then I just went straight on. I didn't even throw Cappy. Okay, I mean, I didn't really mean to, but I found the solution. Maybe that key place, maybe that was for like a bonus like thing, like a secret thing or something. And oh, is this going to move? It's going to move. Got to get on the platform. And oh, I'm going to have to jump up to here as well. You know what? I might be able to take over this guy. The only thing is they like kind of non-stop jump, which might make this a little bit more difficult. But at least we can throw hammers back to this guy. He's not the only one throwing hammers. And oh, I'm like, I think I might need to break this away. Ah, okay. I reckon as Mario, I reckon I might have been able to jump over that. But you know what? I think just breaking all away with all of these hammers is a more fun way for me to get my way through here. And oh, I nearly didn't there. I nearly got a little bit stuck. And jump. They can jump really high as well, those guys, which is very handy. But for now, it looks like... Oh, I see. So we're kind of like doing like almost like a best of all of the different characters that I have controlled so far, because these are all characters that I've been before, but I'm kind of just like going through all of them really quickly now. So I guess I can go over here and grab some of these things. And oh, I think I'm gonna need to, well, let's go to here and then I can loop around the outside like that. And now let's go as far as we can over to this side so I can go and grab all of these goodies down here. And oh, I'm going to be careful. Oh, this thing's going to stretch. Let's just wait a little bit and then go, 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 go. And now I need to jump off. And I made it up. This is cool. It is literally like a best of out of all of the different things that I've controlled. But oh, I don't have anything now. Is the T-Rex going to blast through? Oh, no, not a T-Rex. I knew something was going to blast through. It's a bullet bill. Can I take it over? Right, there we go. I've taken it over. And now we're going to set off. I love controlling these guys. Listen to the music as well. And oh, I don't want to hit the... Will the little ones blow me up? Nope, I can just smash through all of them. But oh, there's some bonuses around here. Hopefully. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's not going to last long enough. No! Oh no, it's going to be such like a slow, painful death. I can't jump off the wall here either, because otherwise I might have been able to save myself. I got too greedy and I went to go for the special bonus coins, but I shouldn't have. I should have landed somewhere safe first and then gone for them. But right, I know what's coming this time. I'm going to be ready. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Right there. And I got to throw it at twice, because anything that wears a hat, you need to throw things at it twice, so I had to be careful there. So let's go a little bit faster, and let's see. I reckon I can grab these. Let's go grab these, then let's go to here. This will be a nice setting off point. I'm sure there were other bonus things that I missed back there. And oh, it's one of these guys again. Okay, so let's go and put the glasses on. So I need to go forward, and then to like the left, and then straight forward again. I'm not going to be able to get that, am I? I guess if I just go in line with the purple things, I should be okay. That's going to be the way to do it. I don't think I can do it on this guy, though, because I think he's going to go a little bit too slow. So I need to go in line with these. That looks just about perfect. I then need to grab this. And oh, it's ticking really fast. And then just do a big jump. There we go. Oh, dear. I couldn't tell because the platform was invisible anyway. But just by the noise of the ticking, I knew that it, like, just disappeared as I went. And, oh, who's this guy? I don't think I've faced one of these guys yet in the game. Can I take him over? Can I? I've knocked the hat off. And there we go. What do? Charge up and release to tackle. Right, I'm charging. And I guess I just go this way and smash through them all. That's the way to do it. Can I jump as him? Can I jump? Can I stay as him? No, it looks like I'm leaving him there for now. Okay, so I need to go left first, grab that guy, and then go and charge my way through all of these. That was good fun, though. Right up to here. I've got to be careful, because you've got to remember, like, these guys are enemies as well at the same time. And oh, do you reckon I can make him charge over the gaps? Because normally when there's, like, a small gap, if you sprint really fast over it, you can grab it. But I could also just do my fancy jumps to get over in my own fancy way. Right, I've taken him over. Let's line it up. Charge it up and go. There doesn't seem to be a limit to my charge either. He seems to do it like almost endlessly, so that's very handy. I don't need to worry about that. And that's the next level done. I can't believe how big it was down here. I thought this was going to be just like, you know, like those little tiny bonus levels. I didn't realize there was going to be all of this, but it looks like we might have come to the end of this, and a familiar and ugly face. This is like probably the first boss that I properly went up against all the way back in Crusade Kingdom. And oh, sorry. In fact, you were quite rude to all of my darling broodles, which is why we're all here now. Now, I do believe it's lunchtime for our newly powered up chain chompkins. Now we're facing this guy again, and he's got a few bonus hats, which is normally a sign that he's going to be more difficult to deal with. So can I knock the hats off? I can. So let's take our time a little bit, knock the hats. So there we go. The hats are down. Now I need to take it over. And then if you remember, the strategy was to make it smash right up in her face. So I need to get as far away as I can. Oh, she's tied out. Pull it back and then release. Splendid. She is not very happy right now. She's using like her own pet basically against her as a weapon. Okay. Now things are getting more dangerous. Now she's using spinning strategies. Let's go and start trying to get rid of some of these hats. Oh, it hit me. That doesn't go. No, get out of the way. Oh, it nearly hit me again then. Luckily, you are kind of like invincible a little bit after you've just first been hit. So you can sometimes kind of make the most out of that. Like, if you get hit anyway, just, like, make the most out of the time and just get another free hit. But oh, no! Oh, she slapped me! Well, she slapped me out of it. I've never actually seen, like, anything, like, forcibly get me out of something I'm controlling before. But there we go. I started off a little bit further away. So let's pull it back. And then pow! Right in the face. So that's good. I'm doing well. But I took two bad hits last time. And I've only got one heart left now. And, as always, things are getting more deadly. So, what I think I should is maybe if I leave my hat out... Oh. Okay, no, forget it. Whatever. I lost. Game over. Start again. So, what I was going to say is if I just leave my... You're putting me back here. I was going to say, if I leave my heart just out spinning... my hat out spinning. Then, that way... There's a good chance that it will just run into my hat and I can hopefully be out of the way. So that's what I'm going to try next time. But first, let me cut ahead until I've got back into the boss fight. Okay, I'm basically back to where I was. I just need to hit her in the face one more time, and then we're basically back to where we were. So I got two hearts this time rather than one heart, so I have a better chance to survive, and I'm doing the new strategy that I set about. And it seems to be working pretty well, so see where the line's going to come, then kind of throw your hat down and just kind of like leave it there. That wasn't a very good example of it. I'm just trying to stay alive right now until I get control of the situation, but yeah, go back and then just kind of leave the hat out spinning, and then hopefully it's just going to run into it when you're already out the way. So there you go, leave the hat there, and then oh, the one time I properly tried to demonstrate my strategy, I didn't do it very well, but I have now got rid of all of the hats, so I should be able to take it over. Then I need to get away first, or she's going to slap me out, and she's really angry right now. So normally after a couple swipes she gets tired, but she's getting a bit more energy. And is that it? I think I did it. I think I defeated her again. That was pretty tough, though, for only going in with three hearts. Not the easiest of boss fights, and we're still leading up to the big Bowser showdown at the church, I do believe. But let's go and grab all of these coins. Over 2,000 coins I've been able to gather now, and not too shabby, if you ask me. So it looks like, though, we might be able to get our way out of this lava cave. This is going to be one of my favorite sections, actually. Like, all of these things that we had controlled before, just all kind of like taken to the next level, and a few extra bonus ones thrown in. So it looks like there's a whole area underneath down there. Let's not worry about that too much for now. Let's start off by going to get the checkpoint. I think it's going to be the first thing I need to do after that battle. So let's go and do that. It's going to top up my hearts as well. And then let's do it. We have arrived. We're at the big red carpet leading in the church, and I'm going to listen to Cappy, and I'm going to hurry. I'm running as fast as I can. So right for you, you're just sitting on my head this whole time, being flung around by me. Actually, I think I'd rather be in Mario's shoes rather than Cappy's shoes throughout all of this. And oh, I don't think that was anything down there. I think that was just a marker telling me where I needed to go. As if the giant church with the ringing bells wasn't enough of a giveaway. Right, this is the wedding hall. Lovely, simplistic design. Not much in terms of color or decoration. Not in the hallway, at least. But right, we have done it. We have blasted in. Can Mario charge in and just say, "I object" at the right moment, like they do in all the films? What's going on? They're fighting over it. Oh, it looks like everyone's here as well. You came to save her. That's sweet. I wish I could go home. Look at the little snail. Everyone's come to join here. Right. Let's put an end to this sham of a wedding. Peach certainly seems to be very glad that I'm here. And so is Cappy's sister as well. But Bowser is not going to hand them over that easily, is he now? That wouldn't be much for the end of the game. Him to say, "Okay, yeah, I give up. I was wrong. You can have her back." That's not how he does things at all. Ooh, I thought I was a goner then. Oh, I am a goner. Cappy tried. It was an heroic effort, even if it didn't have some amazing results. This is a bit more of a fitting place to have a Bowser showdown. Has he got bigger? Has he got bigger from when I saw him earlier? No. Oh, no. Peach is trapped in her wedding ring, which is way too big, by the way.
Ha 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 ha! Crashing the wedding, Mario? That's tacky, even for you. Also, your outfit isn't halfway fancy enough for the occasion. Not that it matters, since you weren't invited! Now, it's time for you to make like a bouquet and get thrown out!
Bye, Peach! I'll be back to save you later!
Get ready, Mario!
I don't think he's learned from last time that the boxing hat doesn't help him.
Here's your happily ever after!
No, okay. I know I was making fun of his spinning hat, but it can do danger against me. But if I get control of it, then he's going down. Right, let's line it up and there we go. And then can I take it over? Oh no, I need to wear it. That was how it works. Right, let's get in and give him a bit of the... Oh no. Oh, that was just bad. That was just bad jumping. I mean, that's the one thing Mario should be able to do is jump. Right, let's punch my way forward through all of this stuff. And then here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. And oh no, what's he doing? Oh, okay. So then I need to jump. Things have changed up a little bit from last time. I was able to get one of my hearts back at least. But yeah, I was able to damage him much easier last time than I'm doing this time. So punch, 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 punch. He does the shield and then I need to jump. There we go. And now he's fallen over. And now I can unleash some damage. Maybe having a spiky ring around the outside isn't going to be the best thing for you either, Bowser. If I keep knocking you into that... Oh! It looked like the fire hit me. It looks like, okay, I am, like, jumping over it. I think maybe, like, backflip jumps are going to be the best way to get over them to make sure I'm high enough. But now we need to deal with the hat again. So there's a bunch of, like, phantom ones. So I can hit these with Cappy just to kind of get them out the way. But, yeah, I need to really go after the main hat if I'm going to have any chance of actually going and doing some damage. So let's go after the hat. Let's get it. There we go. And now I can put it on and we're back to fighting mode. Right, so we're going to push in, we're going to dodge all the fire, let's see which platform he's going to end up on, looks like this one here, and then, oh no, okay, I don't think I can punch these ones, let's completely dodge them one, build it up, and I just got to jump at the right time, I jumped too early, okay, can I do backflip jumps, I can, okay, I can do backflip jumps, even with my ludicrously oversized hat on, and I think I'm just going to dodge these ones, can I punch them, nope, I can't punch them, I assumed I couldn't punch them, but now at least I know for sure, hopefully I'm going to be able to get some hearts back a little bit later on. Do the punches. Get ready for the backflip. Perfect. And now, oh, he did two. Last time he didn't do two of them. That wasn't in the cool sheet. I didn't see that in the plan for the wedding for him to do two. Are you going to put me all the way back here? Come on. Just put me straight back into the boss fight. We don't need to go through all of this again. Luckily, I can skip the cutscene and we can go straight back into the battle again. Right, skip all of this stuff. Straight back into the fight. That was, if not a heroic battle, it was a good... Whoa, throw me right into it there. That was a good learning experience, though. So, right, there's no point even going after him. Let's just guess to where he's going to be heading to and just start heading to that one. This one shouldn't be too difficult. The thing is I did the backflip jump last time, which I think will be fine for here. But the thing with the backflip jump is you kind of jump too high. So I kind of might land too late to dodge it for the next time. So yeah, I'm going to have to play around a little bit to see what's going to be the best strategy for that. But now let's stay up here and do my little backflip jumps. Oh, he changed direction very quickly there. Hopefully, I'll be able to get a heart back at some point during this battle here. But yeah, we are basically straight back to where I was. So let's go and do this, get back into the hat, and then which platform is he going to go to? He kind of just switches between them all really fast. So he's gone back to this one, dodged all of them nicely, and look at that. I only had to dodge one of these things until I got into him. So let's just try doing a normal jump then, or maybe just like back off a little bit. Because he's going to do two. Okay, looks like doing a normal jump is fine. Let's not try and be fancy and do any backflip jumps. Let's just do a pretty standard one to be able to do it in time. So, further than I've got to before, but I only have two hearts right now. So that's the thing that's worrying me. It looks like not doing backflip jumps is going to be better for here. Just because I land quicker and I'm ready to do the next one. It's weird. It looks like the fire's completely blasting me in my face. But Mario seems to be fine. And oh, no, come on. That's silly. I'm going to have to do spinny Cappy. Spinny Cappy. It worked like a charm. I got the heart and the hat. Absolutely perfect. And I'm very close to Bowser. So he's going to keep switching between them all. So I can't get to him straight away, but there we go. I was really close to him, so I don't have too much dodging to do to lead up. It's going to be more the spins, and I'm expecting even more spins. Is it going to be three spins? Yep, three spins. I was ready for four. He might have thrown... Oh, there's more. Whoa, okay. Okay, that was an uncalled for last minute spin, and I have a lot of dodging to do to catch up to him this time. Let's just go left and right. There we go, I got him close. So let's just be ready for anything at this point. Who knows what he's going to throw at me, right? Oh, jumped a bit too early on that one. And oh no, he stops spinning. If he hits me once, he stops like the whole routine. I basically have to do the whole thing perfectly if I'm going to have a chance to catch him with him. But I'm getting pretty good at dodging those. I got in close, just don't mess up. Don't jump too early is the big strategy. Jump too late. Do you know what's worse than not jumping too early? Jumping too late. Oh dear. Right, let me just cut ahead until I'm back to the same bit in the battle. And let's see if I can do better. Okay, I'm basically back to the same stage of the battle that I was before with all of his many hats. I did take a bit of damage though. I've only got one heart right now. So I'm hoping to get... Wasn't hoping for that. I was going to say I was hoping to get an extra heart. And I did get an extra heart, but then I failed straight away after. And I didn't even realize this guy. I could buy some extra... Was he here? He wasn't here before, was he? This is, you know what's happened? They've seen how bad I'm doing, and now they're offering to sell me extra hearts. That is embarrassing. That is shameful, but I'll take them. I will take them. Right, let me cut ahead, and let's see if I can do even better this time. I mean, with my extra hearts, I should be okay. Surely I should be okay. Okay, I'm once again back to the same section. I only lost one heart this time, and remember, like, I started with way more hearts, so things are looking much better. It's this fire bit I keep messing up on, just as I did then. I keep just jumping too early for it. I keep thinking it's going to get round to me way faster than it does. So that was like two of my extra hearts lost just from that, which is pretty shameful to be honest. I hadn't been struggling too much on this bit, apart from the last time. And I think because I hadn't been struggling on this section too much, it kind of made me a little bit complacent. But this is where it really matters. It's all about dodging him when he starts using his tail. So let's make sure we can get past these. I haven't been hit by these before, so let's try and keep that trend going. Okay, I got in close. This bit doesn't matter. I just need to spam the button now. It's this part that matters. So jump. He goes again. And then doesn't he like do it again? Like here? Yeah. Oh no, I went too early. Okay. I'm learning. So still going too early. I always jump too early rather than too late, which it doesn't really matter. Like if I fail, I fail. But you know, it shows that like I was at least ready to press the button, but just maybe a little bit too ready. Right. Learn the pattern. Do the damage. Jump. Jump again. There's a third one now. Then do some punching and then we do it again. And then we jump. Is it going to be another one? No, he's down. Okay, let's attack. And was that it? Oh, I was so close before. It might not be it though. He's still here and still angry. I don't think he's going to throw the towel in quite that easily. But oh, what's happening to the ring? The ring just exploded. I think we have done it. I think we've saved them. I'm not completely celebrating yet. Because Bowser is still just, like, chilling out behind us. Okay, let's go forward. But carefully. Because Bowser could... Oh, what was that? Did that just fall on her head? Oh, careful, that just crushed her. I thought she just got crushed. That would be a shock ending to the game where Peach just gets crushed by a giant block. I knew it. I knew I wasn't going to celebrate too early. What are these blocks, though? Because I've been seeing these things all around the entire game. And I still have no idea. I sounded Scottish for a second then. what they do. But I think we might be about to find out. I reckon they're going to change something in a bunch of the different levels if I go back to play them now. Because I have been like seeing them absolutely everywhere. So yeah, we are most definitely not done yet. And the ground seems to be collapsing all over the place. Is that just going to stay as it is? Or is that still dropping? Okay, looks like it's still dropping down. So I think that we are most definitely not done yet. So it looks like we are going to have more Mario Odyssey to play in the future. But sadly, that is going to be the end of this episode here. But as always, there'll be a link down in the description to the next episode once it's online. But for now, thanks for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!